Greetings, my born from above Israelite brothers and sisters. May the divine influence be with you. This is part 2 of Born Again. You can follow along with the article by going to www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. Born Again is found in the Word Studies menu. In part 1, we saw that Nicodemus came to Jesus, Yeshua Christ, by night, and he said he knows that Jesus is a teacher come from God, because no man can do the miracles he does except God be with him. Jesus told Nicodemus that except a man be born from above, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus asked, "How can a man be born again? Can he enter into his mother's womb and be born again?" We saw that Nicodemus used the Greek word deuteros, which means again or a second time. Jesus did not use the word deuteros. He used the word anathen, which means born from above. Nicodemus was a teacher in Jerusalem, and he did not understand that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We saw that the churches adopted Nicodemus's misunderstanding and built their doctrine of being born again around what Nicodemus said. Jesus scolded Nicodemus for his lack of understanding, and he corrected him and explained that you must be born from above into the flesh and blood family of Adam. That being born of water means born through childbirth, and being born of the Spirit, which was breathed into Adam. The churches love delusions, and they love what Nicodemus said, so they follow him. Jesus Christ did not say what the King James Perversion recorded. Jesus and Nicodemus used two different words that mean two different things entirely, but the churches don't follow Jesus Christ. The churches don't follow the belief. They follow other beliefs. It's amazing how the churches believe every word of the King James Perversion and Nicodemus, and almost none of the words of Christ. They would rather believe that they are converted into a child of God's by a few mistranslated texts and their preacher's words, rather than learn that they are already the children of God. The churches do not understand that being one of God's children is genetic, and up to God to have transferred you from above into Adamic flesh and blood. It's not up to you when you repeat some magic Judeo-Christian phrases that you become a genetic family member of God's, or even a spiritual Israelite. You are either born from above, or you are not. You are either an Israelite, or you are not. And in case you haven't connected the dots yet, Israelites are not Jews. Jews are Edomites. It's really simple if the pew warmers would just study instead of marinate in their own pews on the day of the sun god in their pagan temples. Nicodemus said geneo deuteros, born again. Jesus said geneo anathen, born from above. You must be begotten from above. We also saw that the word geneo means to procreate, beget, bring forth, to engender, and offspring. We saw its use in other verses, and they clearly show that this word geneo means to be born of, engendered by, and the posterity of, showing that geneo refers to being born through the water breaking of childbirth. So it doesn't mean you become the posterity of the family of God by just believing. We also saw that in verse 12 of John chapter 1, where it says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." The word become is G1096, genomahi, which means to come into being, to attain. The correct translation reads, "But as many who received him, he gave to them the authority which the offspring of Yahweh are to attain, to those believing in his name, not those from of mixed origin, nor from of desire of the flesh, nor from the will of man, but they who have been born from of Yahweh." Born from above is what Jesus, the Word, and the meaning is teaching us. The churches teach the opposite. Who do you believe? Let's continue. 1 John 5:4 in the King James Version. "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth." The Greek reads, "That everyone having been engendered from of Yahweh is conquering the system, and this is the success of the one conquering the system, the belief of us." Who is the one conquering the system, if not the one believing that Yeshua is the Son of Elohim? This is the one coming through water and blood, Yeshua the Anointed. Not by the water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that is the one witnessing, because the Spirit is the truth. If you believe the King James Version or other translations over the original Greek, then you will never understand what Scripture says. It matters who and what we believe in. If you're interested in learning more, there is much more. Let's finish with John before we move on. John 3:28. "You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him." John was the last legitimate Levitical priest. His job was to purify the sons of Levi, Malachi 3:3, and Christ with water, preparing him for the final sacrifice. Christ's death is the path for his bride to remarry him. We Anglo-Saxon Israelites are his bride. We are sons of Jacob and are born from above. Christ is our kinsman redeemer. Christ came only for his own people. Verse 29, "He that has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which stands and hears him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." John's duty expired, and Christ's duty was magnified. Verse 31, "He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaketh of the earth. He that comes from heaven is above all." The first above is G509 Anathen, the same word that is incorrectly translated as born again in John 3:3. The other two words above are from G1883, epano, meaning rank or over. Verse 31 should read, "The one coming from above is over all. The one being out of the earth is of the earth and speaks of the earth. The one coming out of the heaven is over all. Verse 32. And what he has seen and heard, that he witnesses, and no man receives his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. Some churches even say that Jesus was born again as a spiritual Son of God with the hope of returning to life in heaven and resurrected as a spirit creature. Even the churches do not understand that Jesus was God in the flesh engendered from above into the flesh and blood race of Adam, and he was always a spiritual Son of God, because all of God's race on the earth already had his spirit, and Christ did not need hope to return to heaven. Christ was not going to fail. We are the ones that fail, which is why Christ is our mediator and savior. So when we do err, which we do every day, we can come to him for forgiveness. It is absolutely amazing the lack of understanding the churches have. Let's look again at verse 31 from the King James Perversion side by side against the Greek. John 3:31, King James. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaks of the earth. He that comes from heaven is above all. The Greek. The one coming from above is over all. The one being from the earth is of the earth and speaks from of the earth. The one coming from heaven is over all. Why did the King James Perversion translate G509 as from above here in verse 31, but as again in John 3:3 and 7? Because subtle changes the whole context and leads the sheep astray. It's all by design. Yes, there are some honest mistakes in translation, but when you study scripture, you see the hidden agendas. John 8:19. Then said the Edomite Pharisees unto him, Where is your father? Jesus answered, You neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you should have known my father also. If you are not of him, you will not know him. Christ is stating that these Edomite Jews do not know him or the Father because they are not of him. They are the children of Cain and of Esau. They are born of fornication. They are born of the earth. They were not born from above. The race of Adam was born from above. The race of the Canaanite and Edomite Jew was born from below. Verse 20. These words spake Jesus in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. Then said Jesus again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. He is talking directly to the Jewish Pharisees. Devils cannot go to heaven. Verse 22. Then said the Edomite Judeans, Will he kill himself? Because he said, Where I go, you cannot come. And he said unto them, You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you, that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Origin is being stated here in verse 23. The seed of the woman versus the seed of the serpent. Cain was the seed of the serpent and Eve, a mixed race engendered by the serpent, born from below. These two seed lines have been at war with each other since the garden. In verse 23, above is anno, and related to the same word from chapter 3, anothen, describing you must be born from above, born from a higher place, from on high, from heaven. Born again is not the same thing as born from above. You must be born of water, childbirth, and born of the Spirit, the DNA, from above, a racial Adamite. The only people born from above are those of the race of Adam. The race of Adam are, as Scripture defines and describes, and as history, migration, archaeology, ancestry, and heritage shows, is the white race. This is why the serpent seed of Genesis 3:15 is at enmity with us. This is why the serpent seed hates and murdered Christ. This is why the serpent seed seeks to destroy Christianity. The Edomites and Canaanites are from of this world. They came from beneath. They are the children of the serpent. Only Yahweh's children, the race of Adam, came from above. We have the Spirit. We existed in the heavens with God before the earth was even made. Deuteronomy 14:1, you are the children of Yahweh, your Elohim. Jeremiah 1:5,
before I formed you in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you.
Psalm 82:6, I have said, you are Elohim, and all of you are the children of the Most High. Psalm 139:16, your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Ecclesiastes 12:7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. We are the vessels of mercy. We hold the Spirit. The children of Cain and Esau are vessels of destruction. They are broken cisterns that cannot hold water. They cannot hold the Spirit. They are demons in the flesh. Christ was not name-calling in John chapter 8. He was exhorting the Israelite Judeans that were brainwashed by the Jewish Pharisees, and he was calling out the Jews and condemning them by their own mouths. The Bible is true, and the enmity of Genesis 3:15 is still being fulfilled. The seed of the serpent warred against our race in the Old Testament. They murdered our Redeemer in the New Testament. And they war against us still today with their deceptions, Jewish fables, lies, and usury. John 8:23 in the King James, and he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above, you are of this world, I am not of this world. John 8:23 in the Greek, and he said unto them, you are from of those below, I am from of those above. You are from this system, I am not from this system. World is G2889, cosmos, and means arrangement, order, government, society, system. The world, or society, or order, or system, Christ is referring to is as is below, meaning an unrighteous, chaotic, multicultural, satanic-run society. The world, or the society, order, or system Christ came for is as is above, meaning a righteous, functioning, Adamic Christian society. Yeshua Messiah is not going to save a satanic system and world order. Yeshua Messiah is going to deliver those who live according to his order and system and come up out of this satanic Jew world order. Let's analyze the word Anno. G507, Anno, related to G509, Anathin, from above. Anno means above, on high. Acts 2:19, Yahweh speaking,
"And I will show wonders in the heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke."
This word Anno and its related word Anathin does not mean again. It's translated correctly here as above, or from above, on high. Galatians 4:26, "But Yerushalayim, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all." Mother is used metaphorically as the source of something, the motherland. Jerusalem is not always referring to the city. It often is a reference to the people, Israelites. Jerusalem, which is above, is a reference to the heavenly Jerusalem, which comes down from the abode of God. When Christ returns, the world as we know it will be burned up, and only the righteous and the things Yahweh created will remain. The New Jerusalem is the kingdom of Christ on the earth, a motherland inhabited by the born from above children of God. Philippians 3:14, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The high calling is the divine influence from above, which if we respond to and continue in, we will receive our position of sons and daughters in the New Jerusalem, which comes down from above. Colossians 3:1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." If you be risen with Christ, which means to be revivified spiritually, then continue in those things which are from above and not in the things of this world system. Colossians 3:1 can be referring to being roused together with the anointed, meaning with the group, the anointed children of Jacob Israel. Sometimes Christ, which means anointed, is a reference to his kinsmen, to Israelites. Risen with is G4891, sunagiro, and means to rouse, to revivify spiritually, raise up together, in company with. A group of Christian Israelites learning the belief would certainly be born again, meaning revivified in spirit. They didn't become Israelites, they are Israelites. Israelites refreshed in spirit. All these examples are speaking of seeking heavenly things. This life is our test, to continue in the way so we may inherit what is promised to us. Being born from above and being born again are two entirely different things. Born from above is genetic. Born again is a reviving of your dormant and blinded spirit. Being born again does not change your genetics. It changes your mind, your thinking, and your way of life. John 19:5, "Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate said unto him, Behold the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him!
Crucify him.
Pilate said unto them, Take you him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered Pilate,
We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God.
When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid, and went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Where are you from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then said Pilate unto him, Speak you not unto me? Knowest you not that I have power to crucify you, and have power to release you? Jesus answered, You could have no power against me, except it were given you from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto you has the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying,
If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaks against Caesar.
In verse 11, from above is from G509, Anathen, the same word number as in John chapter 3, verses 3 and 7, where it is incorrectly translated as again. The King James Version translated it correctly here as from above, because using again would not make sense. John 19:11 in the King James, Jesus answered, You could have no power at all against me, except it were given you from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto you has the greater sin. And the Greek, Yeshua responded, You do not have any authority over me, if it was not given to you from above. For this reason, he who delivered me to you has the greater fault. Now let's see if James agrees. James 1:16, Do not err, or do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The same word from John chapter 3, verses 3 and 7, Anathen, from above, translated correctly here in James. Every good gift and every perfect gift is again would not make sense. Verse 18, Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Creatures should be creations, what Yahweh created or established. Christ was the first fruit that accomplished the plan, this mortal test. He is our example. Verse 19, Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath, for the wrath of man accomplishes not the righteousness of God. Let's examine the King James Perversion verse the Greek. James 1:17, Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of firstfruits of his creatures. And the Greek, Every good act of giving and every perfect gift is from above, descending from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shade of change. Having desired, he brought us forth in the word of truth, for us to be some first fruit of his creations. The Textus Receptus reads, By intention, he breeds forth us into the word of truth to be first fruit of his creations. Begat is G616, apakueho, to generate, breed forth, give birth to, from the womb. Every time G509 Anathen is used in context of childbirth, being born, or engendered, it is talking about being born from above and is genetic. It never means born again. Born again never means becoming part of God's family. James 3:13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conduct his works with humility of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, boast not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom, or envy, rivalry, or jealousy, descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where jealousy and rivalry is, there is instability and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Why doesn't it say in verse 15, this wisdom descends not again? And in verse 17, but the wisdom that is again is first pure. The King James translators were forced to translate the correct words from above in verses 15 and 17. It would not sound right to use again in these verses. Verse 18, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace.
Fruit is the product of righteousness, something done. A belief is not a product.
Let's compare the King James Version and the Greek. James 3:15, this wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. The Greek, this is not the wisdom coming down from above, but terrestrial, bestial, demoniacal. Verse 17 in the King James, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Greek, yet the wisdom from above is first indeed pure, thereupon peaceable, lenient, obedient, bulging of acts of mercy and good fruits, undiscriminating, unhypocritical. One more witness, Peter. 1 Peter 1:1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. The Greek has, to the elect sojourners of the dispersion. The Textus Receptus has, to chosen expatriates of through sowing. There were many Israelites that lived in the Greco-Roman world. Many of them forgot who they were, their heritage, and their God, just like all our white Israelite kinsmen in today's churches. Instead of knowing their history and heritage, being the true sons of Jacob, they falsely believe the lies forced down their throats that they are Gentiles and that the Jews are Israel. Talk about mistaken identity. There are at least 7 different definitions of stranger. Some mean a stranger of another race. Some mean a stranger that is near to you, a kinsman. Here, the word and definition refers to a stranger of the same race, a sojourning kinsman. 1 Peter 2:11, dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. The Adamic race, with the breath of Yahweh's Spirit in us, are sojourners in the earth. We are not of the earth. We are of the Spirit. We came from above.
Anathen.
The Bible is the book of the generations of Adam. Adam is a specific race. The churches teach that all races came from Adam, or Noah and his three sons. Scripture makes a distinction between Adamites and everyone else. So does Yahweh. Peter is addressing his kinsmen near and far. Verse 2. Elect, according to the foreknowledge of Elohim the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, favor unto you, and peace be multiplied. Since Abraham dedicated Isaac to Yahweh on the altar, Isaac's seed was set apart, called, elected, chosen. Nobody else can become an Israelite. Yahweh chose Isaac and his seed and did not include anyone else. Verse 3. Blessed be the Elohim and Father of our Prince Yeshua Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Greek reads, engendered us from above. The definition is conceived, procreate, through, beget, engendered. A physical race of people. This is speaking of genetics. Your genetics do not change when you are born again. We are made in the image of Yahweh. Adam was the first of our race with the spirit, or DNA. As long as we remain holy and separate, meaning set apart and unmixed, our posterity, our DNA, will be pure and will be eligible to be placed into position of sons and daughters and receive our inheritance. Verse 4. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fades not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are being preserved by the power of Elohim through allegiance unto preservation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in pain through various trials, that the test of your faith, your allegiance, being much more valuable than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, having not seen, you love, in whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with indescribable and full glory, acquiring the result of your faith, preservation of your souls. Of which preservation the prophets have inquired and examined diligently, who prophesied of the favor that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, speaking of the prophets, did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the honor that should follow. Unto the prophets it was revealed, that not unto themselves, but unto us they did minister the things, which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Spirit sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end of the favor that is brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves according to the former desires in your ignorance. Acts 17:30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commands all men everywhere to repent. Referring to the dispersed of Israel, those that did not experience the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, and those Israelites that did not return to Judea after the Babylonian and Assyrian captivities, resulting in forgetting their heritage and history and God. Isaiah 45:4.
For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Yisrael, my elect, I have even called you by your name. I have surnamed you, though you have not known me.
Isaiah 43:1.
But now thus says Yahweh that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Yisrael, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
Yahweh did not claim this of anyone else. The Anglo-Saxon Caucasian peoples of the world are the true descendants of Jacob. Leviticus 11:44.
For I am Yahweh your Elohim. You shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and you shall be holy, for I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any manner of creeping thing that creeps upon the earth.
Leviticus 19:2.
Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Yisrael, and say unto them, You shall be set apart, for I, Yahweh your Elohim, am set apart.
Leviticus 20:26.
And you shall be set apart unto me, for I, Yahweh, am set apart, and have severed you from other people, that you should be mine.
This does not sound like Yahweh included the whole world, does it? Only the churches have included all the other races into the heritage, promises, and covenants which were made exclusively to the children of Yisrael. Holy means dedicated, set apart, sacred. Verse 15, But as he which has called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conduct. 2 Corinthians 7:1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the reverence of Elohim. Set apart from unrighteousness. Verse 16. Because it is written,
Be you set apart, for I am set apart.
And if you call on the Father, who, without partiality, judges according to every man's work, you must conduct yourselves in fear for the time of your sojourn. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves, and to all the flock, over which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the assembly of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. The flock is the children of Yisrael. Christ did not shed his blood for the church, as the churches claim. The word church has been changed from the word ecclesia, which means an assembly of the called. The called can only be those of the seed of Jacob. The church is a race-mixed, apostate, denominational, institutionalized hierarchy that is teaching our people the doctrines of men. Do you really think that Yahweh approves of all the different versions of Christianity we now have, the worship of a Jewish Jesus, and congregations filled with mamzers? Or do you think he wanted us to stick to the original word, our own people, and to continue in our own heritage and worship of the God of Yisrael? Verse 20. Christ, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in Elohim, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him honor, that your allegiance and expectation might be in Elohim, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of Elohim, which lives and abides forever. A corruptible seed is one that is not pure and is altered or defiled. Examples of corruptible seeds would be genetically modified seeds, mixed seeds, and mixed species, animals, plants, and people, anything hybridized. An incorruptible seed is one that is pure and undefiled. Examples of incorruptible seeds would be everything Yahweh originally created, and that which obeys the laws of kind after kind. Verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is as the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower thereof falls away. But the word of the Prince endures forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. 1 Peter 1:3 in the King James, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The Greek, blessed is Yahweh, even the Father of our Master Yeshua the Anointed, who according to his great mercy has engendered us from above into a living hope through the resurrection of Yeshua the Anointed from among the dead. Verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. The Greek, being engendered from above, not from corruptible parentage, but from incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, who lives and abides.
Again is an added English word, and from above is a deleted phrase from the original texts in the King James Perversion and many other Bibles.
How did this happen? Why did this happen? Well, if you were the devil's literal children, born from beneath, and you hated God's literal children who are born from above, and you were crafty and subtle, and owned the printing presses and publishing houses, and you edited the revisions, wouldn't you change the word of God? Devils love to pervert things. They did it to the Torah of Moses. They did it to our Constitution. They did it legally to our birth certificates. They did it to the court system. They did it to the monetary system. They do it to our food, water, and air. Is it not obvious that the scriptures have been altered? Is it not obvious that the Jews changed the laws of Moses into the traditions of men, which is Judaism? Is it not obvious that Judaism and Judeo-Christianity and the 33,000 other so-called Christian denominations are not true Christianity? Is it not obvious that our countries and our birth certificates have been corporatized? Is it not obvious that the judicial system favors the criminal and dishonors the just? Is it not obvious that the Jewish bankers own everything, support both sides of the wars they create, and enslave us through usury, fiat currency, and consumerism? Is it not obvious that the Jews own the media and program you with their Jewish values and lies? Is it not obvious that they poison our air, food, and water through all the evil devices they carry out? Do some research. You'll find that the Jew is always at the center of evil. It's what they do, because they are born from beneath. Sadly, most of our people follow them, which makes our people twofold children of hell. Our people don't become Jews when they follow them, support them, and worship them, but their spirit will become dormant, blind, delusional, and wax cold to the truth when they adopt their values and Judeo-Christianity. If and when Yahweh calls our people through the divine influence and they respond, then the spirit which they already have is revivified. They are born again, and they will abandon following Jewish values, church doctrines, supporting and worshiping Jews, and stop living a church denominational lifestyle on Sundays, and start living a Christian lifestyle in knowledge and understanding every day. The other races do not have the spirit, They are not born from above. They cannot receive the Spirit, and they cannot become a child of God's, not spiritually, not physically, and not genetically. The other races can abandon the churches, understand that the Jews are the devil's children, and try to live a respectable, honorable, and peaceful life, but they cannot be born again as an Israelite, because they are not born from above. If they are not against us, and if they respect and bless us, then they can receive the crumbs which fall from the children's table. They are not blessed directly from God, because they are not His children born from above. The Scriptures are not their history, heritage, and traditions. The Scriptures are not offering the other races or the Jews eternal life or anything. All the promises and covenants were made with the children born from above. 1 Corinthians 15, 42-49 is an allegory for Genesis 2:7, explaining the difference between the earthy and the spiritual. Born again is a mistranslation. To be heir to the promises and inheritance, we must be engendered from above. This means born of the womb and born of the Spirit. Only the generations of Adam can claim this. It's a family inheritance. Let's observe 1 Corinthians 15:39. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the terrestrial is another. Celestial bodies are the generations of Adam, a certain seed, or race, with the Spirit, the DNA, born from above into this corruptible body. Terrestrial bodies are those born of earth. These are the other peoples of the earth. They are not of the generations of Adam, and therefore do not have that same Spirit of Yahweh. If this is hard to accept, study the Scriptures. It's all here. The Bible is a book about a certain family of the Most High. This life is our test to see if we follow Him and His way, rather than the ways of men and of the society. That is why He demands we be separate from those outside our race. Verse 41, there is glory of the sun, and glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised from the grave in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. Paul is preaching that the Spirit is sown from above into this mortal Adamic body. When we die and Christ returns, we are resurrected for judgment, and if we have lived a life which honors Him, then we are raised and restored unto our immortal bodies, just like Christ's when He ascended, and just like Adam's before he sinned. This promise is only for the lost sheep of the house of Yisrael, the seed of Abraham, the generations of Adam. It is incorrect and against Yahweh's word to offer these promises and inheritance to those outside the family who cannot receive them anyway. Verse 45, and so it is written, the first Adam came into a living soul. The last Adam, Christ, was made a quickening spirit. But the spiritual was not first, rather the natural, then the spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy, The second man is the Master from heaven. The first man was created from the elements of the soil, the Adama, H-127, mortals. Then in Genesis 2:7 is where a mortal Adamite was personally upgraded by Yahweh into an immortal being, which, because of sin, fell, becoming mortal once again. The plan and will of Yahweh is that His children follow the way, so we may return to our position of son and our incorruptible body. Verse 48, As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy, and as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. This backs up what Jesus said to Nicodemus about being born from above, which is incorrectly translated and understood by apostate churchianity to mean born again. Jesus never said born again. Nicodemus did, and Jesus corrected him. If you did not descend from above, you will not ascend. Verse 15, Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. John 3:5, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Born of childbirth, water breaking, and of the race of Adam, which has the Spirit. Being born again can only apply to being renewed in spirit, mind, and lifestyle. Being born from above can only apply to those being of the race of Adam. If you are not an Adamic Israelite, then you were not and cannot be born from above. So now you might start to see how words can be taken out of context and how it takes away from the true original meaning. The prophets and original writers were inspired directly by God at first, but man and the translators over time changed things here and there to satisfy their own goals, sometimes out of ignorance, a lot of times on purpose. Christ was born from above into the flesh and blood body of the race of Adam. Adam was the first of our race with the spirit and DNA of Yahweh, and in his Shekinah glory, or his incorruptible body, he lasted only long enough to name the animals and honeymoon with Eve. Christ was the first of our race to fulfill the plan, the Word, thereby providing a path for us to be redeemed and reunited with Him, if we follow His example. We have the same test to endure as He did. We won't fulfill it perfectly in this flesh, but it is the effort and zeal He is looking for. Isn't it time to dust off the old beliefs and really examine the Scriptures with a renewed mind? If you want to continue using the phrase, born again, then use it with the understanding that all it means is a renewed dedication and devotion to Yahweh, a putting off of the old sinful man or woman, and being renewed in mind and lifestyle, and putting on the new man or woman. You didn't become a child of God's. Rather, you became recognizable as a child of God's because you were already a child of God's, if you are an Israelite. Once you realize that you are a true son of Jacob Yisrael, of the flesh and blood of Adam, and with the spirit of Father Yahweh, you should be as a child, eager to learn, so that when our kinsman redeemer returns, he finds you educated in, practicing, and proclaiming his word, knowing who you are and whose you are, and you will be approved for your belief, proven by active allegiance, and therefore be placed into position of sons or daughters of the Most High, an eligible heir to the promises and covenants made to our forefathers in the wilderness. Be the airborne ranger you were born to be. Know who you are and whose you are.